What if you could have a career where the opportunities are as vast as our nation, where it's not about mission statements, but a shared mission? At U.S. Customs and Border Protection, we go beyond to protect more than borders. From ship to shore, air to ground, cities to local communities, CBP agents and officers are keeping people safe. Join U.S. Customs and Border Protection and go beyond for something far greater than yourself. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy podcast. I'm Josephine Fitzpatrick. Today, we're going to talk about the one important rule that all of my successful clients follow. I can promise you that if you follow this one rule, you will not only see the results, but you will feel the results. Before we get into the one important rule, I want to remind you that if you do like this video or if it helps you in any way, please give it a thumbs up, share it, make sure you subscribe. All of these things help the channel grow in the most significant way. So thank you. Our one important weight loss and health rule that will definitely lead you to successful results: do not give up. That's right. Never, ever give up trying on something you want so badly. It's okay to have a bad moment. It's okay to have a bad day, but you can't stop. You can't give up. You have to keep pushing forward. All of my clients that have reached their goal has never given up. Even when they had a bad moment, even when they had a bad day, they kept moving forward. They kept trying. They kept being positive and doing the right thing. If you want something bad enough, you don't stop trying to get it. It's one of the most important rules of success you can follow in any area of your life. You don't give up because it's too hard. You don't give up because you're weak. You don't give up, period. You keep pushing forward, even if that means every day you wake up and you have to start all over again. But you do it. You keep trying, because think about it. Once you give up, where do you go from there? Well, I can tell you, when it comes to weight loss, when you give up, you gain weight. You get out of control and you feel miserable. I see clients come back in my office all the time telling me they should have never stopped. Because even when you are not perfect on program, like summer, for example, it's very hard to be 100% every week. You don't give up. You keep trying to be 100%. And when you do that, you feel better. And the very worst scenario is you stay the same weight and maintain. And that is exactly what clients tell me when they come back. I should have just kept trying, because even when I wasn't 100% doing the right thing and I wasn't losing, I still felt so much better. When it comes to weight loss, I've seen it all. I can tell you about a client that lost 30 pounds and kept it off and maintained it for a year. She wasn't at her goal weight, but after 30 pounds, she just wasn't 100% and she kept maintaining. And that's okay. Sometimes we mentally have to be there for a while. But then after that, about a year and a half later, she lost the other 20 pounds. She was ready again. But think about it. If she gave up after the first 30, she would have gained that weight back and had to lose that before she lost the next 20. So that's what I want you to think about. When you don't give up and you even stay the same, it's better maintaining than gaining. That's what it all comes down to, because you gain when you give up. I could tell you about another client who lost 15 pounds, but then in the summer, she maintains all summer. And that's fine too. Every September, she goes back on, she'll lose another 5 or another 10. She does this every year, and then she finally hit her goal, and now she maintains all the time. She learned how to maintain so well because she did it every summer. There are so many stories I can share with you, but the point is, when you keep moving forward, you will eventually end up in success. We must remember, even maintaining is moving forward. Whether you are at goal or not at goal, it's hard work to maintain. And it is still a form of moving forward. Even if it feels like you are staying in one place, you are not. You are working to stay at that one place and not go backwards. Therefore, you are moving forward. The best tip I can give you when it comes to struggling is to go slow. And when you can't be 100%, always keep trying and keep moving forward. Always remember, it's easier to go from a maintain to a loss than it is to go from a gain to a loss. And when you stop, you are setting yourself up to gain. And when you are not perfect, but you keep moving forward, you not only feel better, you are maintaining, okay? You're moving in a positive direction that will ultimately bring you to the success you want. That's why you want to keep moving forward. You want to stay positive. You want to face forward and keep doing the right thing. Forward is always the right direction. Once you give up, that is taking you back to gaining. Then you have to re-lose that weight in order to start again. Not to mention how bad, bloated, how lethargic you feel when you do that to yourself. So keep moving forward. Keep positive. Never give up. Keep doing the right thing. This is really my final thoughts for you. And I compare this all the time. So clients that come in to see me, they know they've heard me say this. It's like working or taking care of your family. You just can't stop, right? You can't stop. You can't say, I don't want to do this anymore, or I can't do this, and just stop doing it. You don't give up on your career or school or your family. Yes, of course, you may think it, and there are days you definitely don't want to do it, but you don't stop. You push yourself to do the right thing, no matter how weak or frustrated you may be. Because if you just stop, think about it, you give up on work, then you have no money, okay? So you can't do that. You can't just give up on work because you don't feel like going, or because, you know, you're tired of it, or you're done with it, or you're not seeing the results of that moment. You don't give up on work, because then where would you be? You would have no money. Same thing with your family. You don't just give up on your family. You don't stop taking care of them just because you're frustrated with them, or, you know, they're not becoming exactly what you want them to be at that moment. You don't give up, or because it's hard. You know, when you're tired of it, you don't give up on your family, right? Then you have no family. Weight loss and health are exactly the same. If you stop, you will gain weight and have bad health. So you don't stop, because it's just as important as everything else in your life. And you keep moving forward and trying your best like you do in everything else that is important to you and your life. It's no different. I hope this podcast helps. Keep it in mind and always remember, maintain is always better than a gain. Not just on the scale, but also how it makes you feel. So keep moving forward. Keep trying your best. Never give up in anything that is important to you in this life. You can have it all if you just keep working hard and trying your best to get it. I am wishing everyone a week of health, wealth, love, and success. Much love to you all.
Thanks for listening to Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. We hope you'll pass along our web address, innovationweightloss.com, to your friends and colleagues who are looking to lose weight by eating clean and living healthy. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next time for another edition of Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. The content in this podcast is not intended in any way as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding weight loss or any medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have listened to on this podcast.
We all have that friend who wakes up early to go get everyone McDonald's breakfast, but the rest of us sleep in. This is your sign to thank them. And if you're that friend, this is us saying thank you.
Just a friendly reminder that right now, get any size iced coffee before 11 a.m. for just 99 cents. And a satisfying sausage McMuffin with egg is just $2.79. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.